Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. Good evening, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, good evening, Johnny. How are you?
Well, you know, I that's good that you asked. Let me segue to what happened. And before I segue, I want to say why I decided on the topic, or why I think we both agreed on the topic, I should say, because these things are team decisions. You know, I've always wanted the show to be a place where me and Barbara could talk about things that meant a lot to us. And also a place where Barbara did not feel like, you know, her opinions were shunned or quiet, or, you know, kept quiet, or my opinions were kept quiet. You know, I wanted it to
and
be
they sure are not kept quiet here, since we are the host and we talk about whatever
that's
we
right,
want.
Exactly.
Thank you, Johnny.
Your
for,
friends are welcome.
You always
your
say,
friends
I
are
wanted
welcome.
To create a safe place, a safe environment. And I think you really have been very successful in doing that. So thank you.
And you have, your friends are welcome. And I want to make sure that you know that your friends are welcome. But if you're ever around with your friends and
even
say,
the Playboy
you know,
Playmates are welcome? Really?
Even
the
Playboy
Playmates
are
welcome.
They,
wow.
Everybody
being accepted into a safe environment to speak. Wow. Now,
right.
You've really
and I, because that is, because you are, because I love you and you are my friend. And I think that you're, and I call myself the waiter because waiters don't ask questions. You know, they're not judgmental. Nobody judges. Nobody's judged. Nobody. Everything is accepted and everything is.
Well, the customer's
is,
always
is
right.
A lot,
so.
Right. The customer's always right. Well, actually, 99% of the time.
No, all the time. Otherwise, you're fired.
All the time. Okay.
Johnny, so what is the topic anyway? We haven't even told anybody what the topic is.
I know. Okay, I wanted to, but I had to do that introduction to kind of start with the topic because I wanted to kind of go there. See, today, actually the past couple of weeks, I've had a number of trips to the doctor for various things, allergies, you know, nose running for no reason. But one of the things that I went to a doctor for was because of, well, to be honest, for years, I'm around my family, I'm very famous for snoring very loud. And
oh, no.
It's almost
oh,
to a point,
really?
It's almost like it's a joke. It's a joke. Well,
did they tape
about
record
a year
you?
Or so. Well, let me get
did
to
they
that.
Tape record
so what they
you?
Did, well, yes, they did. For the sleep study,
so
I was
tape
recorded.
You heard yourself.
Let me,
so do you
I
didn't feel,
hear myself.
I mean, you've heard
I
yourself.
Hear my, I haven't, I've seen myself recorded before, but this time what they did was when they gave me the sleep study, I was actually able to, like, have it measured, like, how loud it was. And you know,
how many decibels
like
was
certain
it?
Other things were measured. What?
How many decibels
how loud
was
it?
70 how many
decibels?
Decibels. How many?
That means
okay. So
that
can you give
I'm,
us
I'm louder than
a range
vacuum
of
cleaner?
Okay, thank you. Really? So how does everybody
yeah.
sleep in your house? I mean, I could hear a vacuum cleaner even if the door is closed to the other room.
Well,
I mean, you could
I mean,
hear a vacuum cleaner.
It's not easy, but it wasn't just it's not just the fact that I have a sleep with 70 decibels. This is the part that's really scary. They say I stopped breathing 59 times an hour.
Yeah, but what is the average? Other people probably do that don't have the problem and don't even know it.
Actually, no, that's no, that's no, no,
so deeply.
No, you know, I have severe.
Okay,
asthma.
Tell us. Tell us the statistics.
I have severe
okay.
Yeah.
Severe meaning,
I mean,
are you
like,
in danger of dying?
No, I'm not in danger of dying, but I will tell you what has happened to me in the past year is, and I told, this is what made me want to get it checked is, you know how if I want to, when you wake up, you drink coffee? Well, coffee
yeah.
would wake me up. It would, I mean, I would still want to go to bed. I would drink Mountain Dew. and I would still want to go to bed. And anything that would wake me up would be artificial.
Okay, so are you saying that you're just was so tired that you, no matter what you put in as far as a stimulant like caffeine, nothing would keep you awake? But, okay, so then would you go to sleep, and then how would you feel when you got up?
Well, even when I was, quote, kept awake, it felt artificial because, see, I would drink it, and then the caffeine, I would start sweating. My stomach would hurt. It would feel almost like the caffeine was loaning me energy. So what the lady that we talked to today said, you know, that's not, even if it does wake you up, it's not a substitute for a good night's sleep. And they basically said to me that I have not been getting a good night's sleep. And it has been basically, but see, the thing, the reason why this is such good news is I got, for the first time, I think it was about a week or so ago, I got put on some high blood pressure medicine, high blood pressure. And it just so happens that sleep apnea does aggravate high blood pressure. So the fact that I'm getting it, I'm going to get a sleep apnea machine, sleep app within a few weeks, and it's important that we don't ignore what's going on. I mean, for a long time, my snoring was a source of like giggles in my family. But recently, I've come to the conclusion that it isn't really giggles anymore. It's time something is, for me to do something about it, because something is wrong. I knew something was wrong when the people that listen to me, it's one thing that the people that listen to me snore don't just say I snore. They say, listen, something's wrong. You know, it's not supposed to, a person asleep snoring doesn't sound like that. It's, and I'm really glad that it's being treated. So.
Okay, so I have a question about the test. When they
recorded
your sleeping, how did you go about doing that? I mean, did you have to set up a recorder in your room?
Well, there's two ways that they can do it. You do it in the office or you do it at home. Now,
how could you fall asleep at their office? That's my question. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, how do you go, okay, I'm going to go sleep at your office so you can record me? I mean, I would never be able to fall asleep at their office.
I didn't fall asleep at their
office.
But
you can do it in the office, but how does anybody ever do that? Like, how would you fall asleep in somebody's office?
Well, what they would do is they would put, there's this thing that they would put on your forehead, and then they would put this thing that would, we go up your nostrils.
In the office.
And
then you're supposed to go to sleep. Johnny, I'm trying to ask.
Yes.
They expect people to fall asleep in their office. I'm asking that.
Yes.
For the test. Do. How would you fall asleep in somebody's office? Like, do you spend the night there?
Well, you would be in a bed.
In the doctor's office.
Be in an office. Yeah, you would be in a bed.
Okay, well, you
sort
just said
like,
they can either do it at the office or not. So
I really should have said sleep research center. That sounds a little bit more of an image of a bed. But that's what they would do.
Did you go there and do it there?
I did it from home. What they did was they got my device. And then what they do is they tell you to go to bed, put it, you know, take the sleep thing. And then my mom, she took the device back to the doctor's office the next morning. And everything was recorded. The snoring was recorded. The whole device worked was really kind of interesting. It was set up to where I could be, you know, I mean, it's when you go to bed, you just sort of, I was so nervous because, you know, I was worried about screwing up, but you know, it's like you're screwing up when you go to bed. I mean, how is that possible? But,
that just goes to show you worry about everything and I get after you about it because worrying is only going to make the problem worse. Worrying is what keeps people from sleeping, but that's not your problem.
To be able to,
you can fall asleep.
I think what
right?
it is that I think there's a way, I'm trying to think of a way to just be concerned about how I'm with other people, but at the same time not worry at the same time. I mean, it's done with good intentions. You know, it's, I mean, but it does make me kind of wonder about a few things, because I have been a loud snorer for a really long time. And it's been so long that I have started to wonder about a few things. Like, one is, if I was to get this treated, then, you know, is my attention span better than I think it is? Is this what's stopping me from driving? Is this, is this making me gain weight? I've read this online. I've read these things online. And these are things that I've read online. I'm not saying this is what's happening. But, I mean, it's like when you start reading about not getting a good night's sleep, because up until now I thought that I was getting a good night's sleep.
There's probably all kinds of symptoms from that. But I always feel like you're so cheerful, so I never think, oh, he must not have gotten sleep, because you're never grumpy. You're always the same.
Well, I mean,
so
maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. Talking to you on the show is therapy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the show is therapy, and you're therapy. So, you know, I take some of Barbara every night, and you know, Barbara.
Yeah, and that's why I don't make phone calls, everybody, because I'm on the phone almost 2 hours a day already. So, thank you. The show is therapy because you're getting things out and you're talking, and that is only a good thing for everybody. And I would never think you're worrying out of malice. Who does that?
But I think that worry causes
problems physically. It really does.
I was just...
But, okay, let's just stick to the topic. I don't want to go off on the worry thing right now. I want to...
That's
for your counselor or your psychologist to deal with. Okay, now... This apnea machine, I was in the heart monitor and apnea monitor. I was very well-trained on this device. I have been. I know a lot about it. Highly trained on it. Yeah, so, but other people aren't.
Do you have it? I mean, do you snore yourself?
No. The issue never was anything to do with snoring at all. The issue was when my daughter was born, she was only 3 pounds and very premature. And when a lot of people don't know that when you take home a baby, they send you home with a heart monitor and the apnea. It's the same monitor, 2-in-1. And you have to put that on them, well, 24/7, really. And she would sleep with me in my bed, and I would have her right next to me, and when that monitor went off, it was as loud as a fire alarm, and she still wouldn't even wake up. Well, she wasn't breathing, so I would just gently nudge her and get her to breathe again, and it would go off. I had to reset it. Well, if this would happen twice per night, my question to you, and then, you know, after a few months, they don't have to wear it anymore, but it's a wire, it's electrodes go on your chest, there's certain places you have to put the electrodes on, and you have to know how to do it and run that machine, because this is serious, because that's what SIDS is. I'm thinking every child going home from the hospital, newborn, should have a heart and apnea monitor on them, because that's what SIDS is. They get such in this deep sleep that they forget to breathe, and then they're not getting oxygen to their brain, and their heart stops, and they die. And I am thinking it's because of that. So why don't we all look into this more, especially when you're bringing a newborn home? And my other question is to you, or my question is, do you have one of these monitors? And if so, are you using it?
Well, not yet, but I'm going to be, you're talking about a CCAP machine. They're giving it ready for me, but I don't have it yet, but it's being ordered for me, and I should have it within, I would say, 2 weeks.
Why did it take so long to get to this point, though? Because your parents are so good about healthcare and taking you to the doctor for everything.
Well, you know, I think what it is that I wasn't, even though I've been able to hide things for a long time and, you know, not really say a whole lot, but then when I started drinking coffee and nothing would happen, and then I would start drinking Mountain Dew and then nothing would happen, and then I realized that, you know, when, you know, I would drink the five herbs drinks, it would wake me up and it would be artificial, you know, meaning that I would get woken up with symptoms that came along with it. So it was sort of like, you know, that I realized that this is not right. I mean, coffee.
You probably weren't complaining. You probably weren't complaining to them. So you finally told them what you've been going through, and they've heard the noise. But, okay, another thing I wanted to tell you, which is kind of funny, and it is kind of funny, loud snoring. This woman, okay, there was a guest on our show, and the mother of the guest on our show, she needed a place to stay for a few nights, and I let her stay here, okay? I never told her, but I did hear this loud, oh, my gosh, Priscilla, and I could not believe how loud the snoring was out of this woman. It was beyond loud, and I recorded it because I've never heard anything like it, so I can imagine what yours is. It's probably the same as hers. I should have told her about it. We would have had this show before, would have known to tell her because this could be dangerous for her. She's not married,
well,
so no man is telling her. That's probably why, because if you have a woman sleep with you and you're doing that, forget about it. Have you thought of that?
I know. I don't want some woman having to get up out of bed and, you know, because I snore. I mean, it's
time. Oh, gosh,
it's
a little snore, and you're going to get, like, a kick in the pants because, I mean, I've pushed somebody off the entire bed for snoring just normally. I pushed them all the way off. I'm like, take care of that, or don't come back until you take care of that, because if I don't sleep, my eyelids are not looking like tight, my under eyes don't look as good. I mean, there is such a thing as beauty sleep. It's a real thing. And the day before yesterday, the neighbors were partying and slamming the doors up from 3 to 5 a.m. And I looked bad yesterday. The night before that, it was no sleep, no REM. I never got to the REM, rapid eye movement. Is this what's happening to you? You're not getting into that deep REM sleep important.
But I don't know if I think that is it, but I don't remember reading anything on the forum about how much REM sleep I got, you know. I mean,
I'm glad that
you're
taking care of it, though. And did they say that you're going to be able to be snore-free?
Hopefully. You know, it's
okay. What's the goal?
It's
snore-free and alive.
I mean, I would like to get to a point where I don't snore. I mean, it's... You know.
Why? Why do you care? You don't hear yourself.
Well,
everybody else thinks it's funny, so why do you care?
Well, I don't think it's funny anymore. I mean, if you listen to if you hear all the things that somebody who has sleep apnea can suffer from and eventually get a hold of heart problems and everything, it's really not that funny. I mean,
well, isn't that what we're here for, to find these things out? Go for it. Let's hear the list of things that happen.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
okay, let's hear what could happen to you. I want to know what could happen. I'm having this.
Well,
I have another friend who has this too.
Yeah. There's obesity. There's high blood pressure. There's, you can go down the list because, well, you know, the body.
Are you obese yet? I mean,
yes, I am.
Not nice. Are you close? You are. What's obese then? Obese to me.
Well,
but I see you on FaceTime. You don't look obese to me.
That's okay. I mean, you know, I'm overweight enough to get the vaccine. You know, so I was. And but I can actually make. Also, I realized that when something was wrong was when I realized that I could literally lay in bed and make snoring sounds before I would even go to sleep, and I could make my nose vibrate.
Well,
you know?
I hear your snoring. I hear your snoring on the show a lot, and I always thought it was because you dozed off. In
what?
The beginning, I thought that. I hear your breathing a lot on the show.
Breathing,
I don't
yes,
think you're aware of it.
I don't pass out.
I didn't say that you were falling asleep on the show. I said I used to think that in the beginning because I would hear snoring.
Okay.
So I just assumed you may have dozed off. And then I text you, oh, I can hear some background noise. And then you would put it on mute, which is good because it's hard to hear people as it is on radio shows. So that's good. And I wanted to ask you, though, about the machine. They're getting this machine ready for you. And are you going to set this up on yourself every single night for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So you can be woken
up?
Well,
yes.
Wait, Donnie, hold on. In the beginning of the show, I asked you, could you die? So if you said no. If you are not going to die from this, then why go to the trouble of hooking a machine up to your body with electrodes every single night? Why? If you're not going to die, why do you want to be woken up even more?
Well,
why do you want to be woken
you
up
asked if I was
to,
gonna,
so
if
it could tell
die,
you your story? I mean,
if you mean
what's
die,
the monitor
mean,
for if you're not going to die?
Yeah, it's well, what it does is it stops me from snoring, which means that I won't have the moments where I know I'm not breathing, you know?
Okay, how will that stop you just from you waking up and having to go back to sleep? Stopping the snoring is stopping you from stopping breathing. But if you're snoring,
yeah,
aren't you breathing? That's air
no,
going through.
No,
that means breathing.
Barely. I mean, sometimes when I snore, it sounds like I'm trying to, you know, it's like I'm drowning. You know, basically, people, but they hear me. Yeah, the first thing the lady said to me when she sat down, she goes, you have severe sleep apnea, you know.
How long have you had it?
I don't know, but I would have to say at least 20 years I've had sleep apnea because I remember when I was in college, I would wake up. And then I would, you know, my college roommate would be staring at me, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you again, though. Now I'm going to ask you something. Can you die from sleep apnea?
It makes you at risk of heart problems. I know that. I don't know about, I mean, I think if I was older, like maybe around 60, then there would be a chance of my heart stopping. But I'm doing something about it, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so if somebody stops breathing, they can die. But you're
right.
Not going to die if you stop breathing? Why
right. What
are
I'm trying
you
to say
okay?
Is I think that would be more... I think I'd be more likely, I'm not a doctor, but I think I'd be more likely to die if I was to say, you know, be like in my 60s or something, you know?
Yeah,
because
but that's
by
the
then,
are you a doctor? So you're thinking, okay, because 60s to me, that sounds very young. So, I mean, you don't have very long. So in 10, 12 years, you're going to reevaluate if you could die or not. Okay, because I don't want to give the wrong info out there. It just seems to me that if they're going to all this trouble getting a monitor ready for you and everything, that there could be a risk of you dying from,
there could be health,
you know, maybe you won't
yes.
wake up next time. Okay, so
yes, there are health
there
risks.
Is
and
a
I
chance
don't
that you
wanna...
could die in your
yes.
sleep. You could die in your sleep, right? Okay, but then you
yes.
should say that. Yes, I could die. Otherwise, why go to all this trouble with the monitor and the doctor's appointments
yeah.
if you can't die? I mean, there's things that you can open your nose up with, like devices, like you put on your nose and it opens it up so you can breathe. obviously you have your problem is way too severe for that to work. And it's something even deeper than just a clogged nose, right? What else is making this happen besides a clogged nose?
Well, they think it's the pilot on top, the roof of my mouth.
Oh, the pilot, yeah.
What's also causing it. My tonsils, usually one of the other things they look at is tonsils, but my tonsils don't look that bad, so, yeah.
At least you have them, because they used to rip those out of everybody, and then they really had hay fever. The germs had nowhere to go. That's what happened to my dad. Oh, my gosh. I mean, why would they just rip out tonsils, even if there's nothing wrong with them? That's just what they did. It was seeming so ridiculous. I'm so glad I have my tonsils. Okay, well, good. I'm glad you are feeling like you got some really good news. You got some answers, and that's what people want. Even if this new thing doesn't really help much, at least you know where you're at, what's going on with you. But you say you're obese. I'm saying I FaceTime you sometimes, and I didn't notice the obesity. So how much overweight are you? What is obesity? As far as, like, the ratio of your body.
I will tell you, I'm not that obese. But I think also there's another aspect to this as far as the obesity is concerned. You have to understand, as I'm sure this has been a situation with you for the past year, we haven't really had a lot of activity, been able to do a whole lot. I mean, you know, Florida was shut down. California was shut down. We've had to cancel trips. We've had to, you know, your daughters had to take school from home, take new school from home. So you need to understand that there's been a activity is a way to be fit, but nobody's really been able to really get out of the house all that much, if you get my drift.
I know, and your walk that you did, that was a nice, long, brisk walk you would do every day, and that matters a lot. Walking is the best exercise. I mean, besides swimming, walking is really good. People think, oh, what's that going to do? It really does work, especially when you do get over your 30s. They say that walking can be the best exercise for that age, and you don't even have to work out as hard as you used to. I don't. They thin, and I just work out like a little bit, like 20 minutes. I don't do those hard, wrenching, hour-long, sweating, just beyond. I mean, I was competing, so I had to have that real strong heart, but just to stay good looking, you don't have to do that much. So even if you just walk around the house until you can get out, that'd be good. Just keep mobile, keep moving, because even like what you're saying, just staying in, it makes you more tired, brings on depression, brings on, why am I so tired? So you got to force yourself. Can you go out yet into the backyard, which is the beach, yet?
I can. I mean, it's going to feel easier to do because I'm going to get my second vaccine in about a week from Friday. And then
I heard the breathing. I heard the breathing just now. I can't even do that sound with the lips. But, yeah, because, yeah, I'm glad. I hope there's something else they can do for you that will open up the airway, not just, oh, when it happens, it's going to, you know, the alarm's going to sound off when it happens. How about making it not happen? Is there some kind of medicine or anything you can take to this?
I'm sure there are other things. I mean, I'm not into the whole, you know, sinus surgery. I'm not going to do that unless I absolutely have to.
Why?
You know.
Did they talk to you about it?
Yeah.
It really helps a lot of people, though, especially men.
I mean,
I went through a surgery with a boyfriend that had that done. Wow, that was painful. I mean, they pulled out a thing of cotton about a mile long out of his nose. I went to the post doctor's appointment with him. I couldn't believe that. That bloody thing was like a mile long. They pulled it out of his nose. They had it packed in there. ooh, and that was the most painful part, he said, of the whole surgery, is getting that stuff taken out. So, ooh, wow. But he could always breathe, and he never snored again.
So he did they did surgery in his nose?
Yeah, he got that deviated septum surgery, that's what they call it. And they scrape out all of that stuff that's clogging in the nostrils in their own way. And then they get that out, and then they can breathe, they sleep, they're not bothering anybody, they're not bothering themselves. It's just a wonderful thing. And they probably have a better way of going about doing it now. You know how they always get more advanced with surgeries. Like, my dad got a shoulder surgery, rotator cuff. They cut his shoulder in a couple different places. The next shoulder, 10 years later, they were doing it orthoscopically. So it was way less painful. So maybe there's a new way they're doing the nose surgery. I know you do not like getting surgery done, though. I like it because it's kind of like, hey, see you later, everybody. I'm taking some time off. That's what I like about it.
About what, surgery?
Yeah, if I ever have to have a surgery or I'm out, like at the dentist, and they give you the gas, it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to take a break from reality for a while. And it's kind of nice. And then you get pampered and you get taken care of. So the whole process, but I don't ever worry about it. I never go in ever thinking something bad's going to happen to me, ever. I never have, because I'm not a worrier. I just free myself from worry, and I'm not ranking on you saying you're a worrier. I'm just saying I just expect to be okay, and then I always am. I don't expect to get paralyzed when I fall down a staircase. I expect to get up and walk away, so I do. It's just weird how I think. It's really on the positive plane up high. I had to train myself to do that. Okay, so can you believe that, though, that I know everything about this apnea machine, this heart monitor? I was trained, and if I asked a question about that thing, the guy was training me, I was going to have to sit there for another 20 minutes. So I listened carefully and said thanks. And I mean, you turn it on, you put the electrodes on, and then you go to bed. But it would go off once to twice a night for sure for a while. And if I didn't have that heart monitor on her, we would have lost her. And you know what? She's $250,000 to have that baby. So I'm going to keep her around, enjoy her for a while. Been almost 14 years now that we've been enjoying her. So I am so thankful for technology and the science and the advancement of all of this, the health care. And I mean, how great was it that we got the vaccine so quickly ready for everybody?
Oh, I know.
Oh, Johnny, why are you getting it? You're just a normal person. You're way under the old age requirement, way under. So why did you get it? I haven't gotten mine.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. I mean,
I'm asking about the vaccine. Why did you get it already? Is it because of your state?
Because I don't want to worry about getting it.
Well, I don't either. Let me put it this way. It's not available. Why are you offered it? Let me just rephrase the question. Why have you been offered it and I have not been offered the vaccine yet?
Well, to be perfectly honest, what it is that my brother-in-law got the vaccine. And he got the vaccine because he was obese. And what happened was that when I heard about that, I was like, okay, well, you know what, if he was offered the vaccine, then, you know, is it possible that I could be offered it? So what happened was that I was going to the doctor like crazy, you know, over the next week, all this something about the tooth. You remember that, right? Well, mm-hmm. when they took me to the to see my health thing, and I said, look, there's when it comes to the vaccine, there's various groups. There's the A group, the B group, and the C group. They haven't gotten to the C group yet, which is you. You're in the C group. But if they, but there's the B group. That's those are people that are. I think it's that's like that have like that are a little bit obese and that have high cholesterol. Well, it turned out that my doctor looked at me and he said that I've qualified, that I fall for that. So I think if you were to know if you were qualified for the vaccine, you would probably have to talk to your doctor. But from what I understand, there's really nothing health wise that you have that we classify as being putting you in line for the vaccine. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. What happened.
Oh, gosh. My mind kind of drifted off. I will listen to the show again.
That's
and I
okay.
just wanted to remind everybody about listening to the show again. If they missed anything, they can, and they can find our show on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube. And what is this
mm-hmm.
title today, this show?
Health Update.
Health Update. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, then you can go back and listen to it. Maybe you have a sleep problem as well and can benefit from some of the information Johnny has learned from going through it himself.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Did,
oh,
so was
God,
that the shout
are
out?
You kidding? We have 20 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
We have 20 more minutes to talk about this.
Now, does your father snore or your mother?
No. Never heard
Priscilla?
Of them doing any of that. Everybody's going to snore a little bit. I mean, everybody's going to get their throat maybe in the wrong position while they're sleeping. And I mean, you know, it's normal to a certain extent. But if I've ever been with a man and they're snoring and they're sleeping, I just kind of nudge them. You don't even have to wake them up. And they usually kind of shift and move a little bit and then they stop because it's just a matter of their throat's in the wrong position. So that, but nobody's ever told me that I have snored. I don't think so. I mean, and if I do or have, do you think I'm going to be admitting it? I probably wouldn't want to because you admitting that you snore like 70 decibels loud and Johnny, you really just limited your chances to be living with a woman and sleeping with her because they're not going to like it.
Well, that's why I'm getting the CCAP machine.
Yeah, but is the machine going to stop the snoring? No, it just
yes,
wakes
it
you
will.
Up when you're snoring, right?
No, it's going to stop the snoring.
Hmm. Wonder how the machine will stop the snoring, though. Just having these electrodes glued to your chest and your back area, how is it going to stop your snoring?
I'm not sure, but
I mean,
but
that seems strange. You got to go ask more questions.
I understand.
And also, this is not an excuse for overeating either. Saying, oh, well, this is why I'm overweight. I'll just like eat another hamburger. You got to watch what you eat because it's a lot about diet. And, well, that's what it is. I get myself at the weight I like, and then I go pump the iron. I don't pump the iron if I've got an inch too much on me because I'm not going to see the results. And I know myself. I keep going when I see results. When I really view it in the mirror, I keep going. But one of the problems that overweight people do is that they keep eating the same and think it's all just working out. I'm just going to work this off. No, they're going to stay the same. And then they're going to get discouraged and they're going to stop working out altogether. And they're going to continue eating more probably. So that's a good thing to say is just to watch what you eat. Do you eat, Johnny? What's your favorite thing to eat?
Oh, well, that's easy. Fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay, say your mom says, hey, Johnny, how often would you like to have that? What would you say?
Well, I mean, I would say a lot, but that's not very realistic, you know. But
how often would she bring it home, like once a month or make it once a month?
Yeah, maybe once a month or something, you know. Sometimes if it's like
That's so funny because it's not exactly our favorite, but, oh, I love the pasta carbonara. Oh, God, I love that so much. I got hooked on that when I was in Cannes, France, and I go back. I've been there to France like six or seven, and I get that there. So good. The same kind of thing, the white cream sauce. This is like with spaghetti, and yours is just like, I like it with chicken in there. I like it when they put the little peas in there with the prosciutto. I just really love that. But I could never even eat it once a month. That would still even be too much for me, for my diet, I think. That needs stuff. That's probably a lot of calories in that one meal. So that's funny. But, okay, what do you eat? What do you like to eat on a daily basis? What is your main
food
group?
I like lemon cones. Those are the things that I like. I can eat an entire box.
Fruit and what? Lemon what?
Clementines. Oranges. Oranges.
Clementine. Yeah. Me too. But you can't eat oranges just for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So what do you eat? I take those cover off the
bagel.
Who cares? You eat a bagel?
Yes.
Okay, we got oranges
bagels
and
green
so
tea.
Far. What else? Okay.
Orange juice.
Good.
Those
for
are
breakfast.
Good.
And that's
yes.
Your breakfast, right? Okay, what?
Sometimes.
A normal lunch for you?
Tuna fish sandwich, you know, or a Cuban sandwich, and then put pea soup.
Okay. So you're a soup and sandwich person. That's healthy. And what about vegetables? I haven't heard anything about vegetables yet.
Well, I've eaten broccoli cheese soup, but I don't know if that classifies as a vegetable.
Probably not, because that's a cream-based soup. I mean, yeah, it's vegetables in it, but it's not like, okay, I'm going to eat some raw broccoli or some lightly steamed broccoli and get a lot of nutrients. It's not going to be about that when it's in a cheese soup. So you need to eat, it sounds like, put some raw vegetables in your diet. Oh, I crave that. If I only had vegetables all day long, I would be fine. I would be completely fine. I crave them raw. Raw radishes. I love the cucumbers, tomatoes, and bell peppers, everything. I just want it crunchy and raw. And that's where salad comes in. So you could put all those vegetables in a nice salad, and that would be really healthy with a great tasting dressing. That'd be really good for you to get some vegetables in your system.
Yeah, it would be.
Do you ever eat salad?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. But they're thousand, not they're Olive Garden salads.
Well, that's some good salad. It's so weird, Johnny. When you come and visit me, it's like you and Priscilla are going to have a great time. Her favorite place is Olive Garden, and I have not even taken her there for like 2 years.
Oh, really?
And she's always like, Mom, let's go to Olive Garden. I'm like, I can never. I'll be like full in 3 bites. I'm like, what a waste of time. So you guys should go have a really
nice
fettuccine Alfredo. Well, because it's going to take too long to sit there and eat all that fattening food. I'm not into it. It's not my idea of enjoyment. Sitting in the Olive Garden, sucking myself. Not at all.
Does Elkie like
it's
Olive Garden?
It's just a picker-up. No, that's not one of her places that she has. I mean, once in a blue moon, yeah. But no, she's more like she likes BJ's. BJ's. Have you heard of that?
No, what's
like
there?
Like the salad
that
at BJ's. Kind of like a Bennigan's or like TGIF Fridays type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just she likes the salads. She You love them there.
I've literally started to write down things that I want to do when I come see you because I want to make sure that we do everything.
Oh, yeah, write it down.
I mean, like,
wonder
the thing
what
with
a couple,
Rochelle.
Can you tell us a couple things?
Go seeing my friend, my boss, Wendy. Going to see Rochelle. And, doing the phone
shoot. Why can't they come to us? That'd be easier. Instead of us going to all these different places, let's just have a big party and they come to us.
I think with Wendy, I think we said that we would meet her halfway, but I understand.
Oh, where does she live? Where does she live? If we said we would,
well,
we will.
I think we looked at where she lived. Yeah, I think she lives like she's an hour away from you or something. So I think we agreed that we were going to meet her halfway, but you know, I think
can you check again with her?
I will. I'll check again.
Can you check
with
her again? Because I'm just curious now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was. I mean, I'm looking for. You said you were going to throw me a party, so that's going to be interesting.
Well, is this for your birthday? That's coming up very soon.
Yes, it is.
You better really tell me because these things take some planning. These things you have to do in advance.
I know. But anyway, are you ready to do the shout out?
Oh, sure. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. We like to chat sometimes, and it was a very important topic today because Johnny found out after many, many years what was wrong with him, and he didn't know. So that's always good to know, and he's also taking the steps to fix it. So we recommend that you, if you're having trouble getting a good night's sleep, check into it like he did. Get yourself taken care of because there are a lot of risks when you have sleep apnea and you need to make sure you're taken care of. So thank you. And then if you have any questions about it too or comments, say you have some comments that would be helpful for Johnny to read, please. Drop us a line on our Facebook group page called Life Laughter Happiness Group. And you could also drop us a line on Twitter or Instagram. We're everywhere. Right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
And we will look forward to hearing from you. And I've already talked about how this show will be on our YouTube channel. So I think that's about it. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. I'm
all right.
Talk to you soon, Barbara. Love you.
Okay. Thanks, Johnny. Bye-bye, everybody.